When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, my royal priestess. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Conversations with the Priestess. We're going to read some Am I the A-hole stories, and let's jump into it. Don't forget to hit that subscribe, follow button, and give me a share. Leave me a review on whatever platform that you're listening and or viewing. Let's go ahead and end that intro. What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, the priestess, your mistress, sometimes Yannique Taylor. And here's another episode of Conversations with the Priestess as I puff on a little homegrown. Now, since the last time we spoke, before we get into the Reddit stories, life has been going well. I again celebrated my 38th birthday, and so far things are going great. I'm just excited about life right now. I didn't do an episode on Friday because I actually needed rest. And rest is imperative. Rest is very imperative for the mind, body, and soul. And I just needed to rest because not only have I been doing content here on YouTube and the podcast and working on a better schedule for you all, I've actually been also streaming as a part of Merlin Mystique's brand on that side of things. And thank you to everyone who supports me on this podcast, YouTube, wherever you tune in. So let's go ahead and get into these Reddit stories without further ado. First Reddit story. As we puff puff pass. Am I the a-hole for refusing to give up my seat on a fully booked flight to a family who wanted to sit together? No. You pay for that seat? No. Hey Reddit, so I booked this flight months in advance for a much needed vacation. I specifically chose an aisle seat because I'm a bit claustrophobic and it helps to have a little extra space. When I boarded, everything seemed fine until a family of four boarded last minute. They were visibly stressed and it quickly became clear why. Their seats were scattered throughout the plane. They wanted to sit together. The flight attendant asked if I could move to a middle seat in the back of the plane to accommodate them. I felt for them, I really did. But the thought of being cramped in a middle seat for hours made me anxious, so I declined. The family was upset. The flight attendant was clearly irritated, and the people around me had mixed reactions. Some understood, but others seemed to think I was the villain for not moving. So am I the a-hole for refusing to give up my carefully chosen seat on a fully booked flight to a family that wanted to sit together? No. Not the a-hole. Now, the flight attendant should not have asked you. That should have been something that family should have asked you. But common sense should have told them if y'all were taking a family trip, y'all could have booked y'all seats together. And no, you are not the a-hole because you bought that seat because you knew that you disliked being cramped in the middle seat. And the family, they can be upset if they want to, but they lucked out. I don't understand why people expect for special concessions to be handed to them when they could have already made the necessary concessions. People act as if they've never traveled before, as if they've never done anything before. If you are unsure, ask for help, baby. Like, I don't get people that act like that. That reminds me of a time that I was going on a trip with a friend. We were going to Kentucky for a ball, and someone that I hadn't talked to in a month of Sundays because of what they did on my birthday, had the gall to ask that person for me to give them a ride back home. I was like, yeah, I'm going to give you a ride, but yeah, you're going to have to help me with some gas money. Because number one, I'm already miffed because you asked someone else and didn't ask me directly. And I was being gracious to them. Because I knew they probably wouldn't have had another way home, you know, but that's neither here nor there. But this person expected me to also disrupt my plans of having a good time. So to drive them around, and I said no to that, like, I'm not going to do that for you. Like, no, you go do your plans. And when it's time to go, you meet up at the necessary point. Like, I don't understand why people want to impede on your time for the, no, sir, you are not the a-hole, child. Forget that family. Enjoy your trip. Next Reddit story. Am I the a-hole for telling my wife she needs to get over the fact that I shaved my head? This is going to be a good one. I, 29 male, shaved my head, not completely, last week because I had some scalp issues recently. I used to get itchy scalp all the time and I had a dandruff problem. I did not tell it to my wife, 30 female. When I came back home from the barber, she was shocked to see me with short hair. I told her the reason and she said, why did you not tell me first and get my opinion? Number one right there, ma'am, your husband is undergoing a scalp problem. And someone who's undergone scalp problems before, dealing with dandruff can be very embarrassing. And your reaction is the reason why he more than likely did not tell you. That could be a lot for him to come and tell you. And that was a life-changing decision. Your response should have been, babe, why didn't you tell me? What could have, you know, figured out a solution? But, you know, if you cut your hair, cool. That's all you could have said. And let's get back into the story. I told her why would I get her opinion for shaving my head. She said, you look weird with short hair, which I agree. She told me she cannot see me in the same way. Press pause. Whenever you try a new hairstyle, it's going to look different. It may look weird, especially if you get a haircut sometimes. It may look weird because you're so used to one style for so long. It may take some time to get used to, but there are ways that you can style a short haircut if you want to wear a long, short, or curly, depending on your grain of hair. Like, you can find ways to style. And I agree, sometimes I look weird with certain hairstyles, but that's the joy in trying different hairstyles, knowing what works and what doesn't work. She said, you look weird with short hair, which I agree. She told me that she cannot see me in the same way. I asked her if she's less attracted to me with that hair. She said, kinda. And I told her, opinion received, but we both need to get used to it for a while. Since then, she brings up my hair frequently and it irritated me. I told her to just get over it and I did it because it's more comfortable for me. I did what I wanted. She does not shave, even though I prefer her shave, but do I bring it up all the time or say, why do you not get my opinion for not shaving? She told me I do not value her opinions and is upset with me now. Am I the a-hole? No, you are not the a-hole. Because number one, honey, this man just told you something that he's going through with his scalp, which is an issue for him, which is very serious. And you're making it all about you and your opinion when you should be comforting him, offering to seek help from a dermatologist or a specialist, or helping him find options. You're not being a supportive mate. OP, you are not the a-hole, but I would look into either couples counseling, separation, or divorce, because this is a major red flag. I'm looking at some of the comments, and they're also saying, no, not the a-hole, and offering him advice. Like, ma'am, you could have helped him so much differently. And I don't understand how some people can be so heartless and toxic. Like, not the a-hole, but I would move on from her. Okay. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to jump back into the rest of the Reddit stories. Here's some church announcements. A talk to priestess moment from your girl. What's up, my royal priesthood? Here's a talk to priestess moment. This goes out to my trans girls. There are days that we have those euphoric days, and then there are days that we're a little bit dysphoric. Trust me, dysphoria doesn't have to disrupt your day, and sometimes it does. And in those times where it does disrupt your day, it is okay to take time away and sit back, relax, and just process your emotions. I've learned that in the 6 months that I've been in recovery from facial femme and really enjoying what I see and the results. And for those that are prepping for surgery, those who are recovering from surgery, take that time to process. Look in the mirror and love on your face, even on the days where it seems that gender dysphoria wants to disrupt your day. Got this from a friend, my girl Nova Black. Y'all go follow her on social media. She said, girl, even when you don't feel like on it, playing some makeup, playing some hair, do your hair, whatever it is that works for me. Even if it's for you just putting on your favorite dress or dancing to your favorite song to affirm yourself or even speaking positive affirmations to yourself, whatever it is that you need to do, do it. But also be mindful and cautious of people who give unsolicited opinions and really give you unnecessary critique that borders lines on them throwing shade on you. You don't want to be around anything or anybody that's going to add to your gender dysphoria. You want to be around people who can support you. And it's good to have that support, even with your chosen family, your community, even on forums. But gender dysphoria does not have to disrupt your day. In those times of euphoria as well, I want you to really process your feelings, process those emotions as well, because you're going to discover so much about yourself in that time. And I've said a lot, but here's your Talk to Priestess moment. I love y'all. Live, love, and be free. And I'm back, and let's read some Reddit stories. Oh, I like that. I like that. Okay, so back into the Am I the A-hole stories. Bought my ex-boss's items from auction. I knew were valuable to sell for profit. This is going to be an interesting story. This boss had to have done something to the OP. So long story short, I worked for a very wealthy and difficult real estate developer for 6 years. He was demanding and at times abusive with me and virtually everyone else. Lots of mind games and emotional manipulation. In those 6 years, among other things, I managed a warehouse full of his stuff. He laid me off at the end of February with only a week notice, and I had to fight to get a very small severance check equal to about 1.5 weeks of pay, a week and a half weeks of pay. Before I left, I was working on a liquidation project as he wanted to unload a lot of inventory and get rid of the warehouse to save on rent. I handed the project off to another employee and he finished the negotiation and got the agreement signed by my boss in the auction house. Yesterday, I took the severance money and bid and won on the most valuable items, mostly new inbox steel, at a deep discount, 15% off retail, and plan to resell them for a healthy profit. Because I was managing the warehouse, I knew the value of everything. I kind of feel like it was akin to insider trading, but I won the items fair and square and had no influence on starting price or the auction at all. Am I the a-hole or should I not feel bad? Nope. That is actually petty revenge and I love it. Sir, you are not. And I'm glad that you got him back, because how he did you, how he fired you basically, like he laid you off with the only a week's notice, and how they did you with your severance pay. Well played, my friend. Well played. You have made me proud. Not the a-hole. Next story. Am I the a-hole for telling my sister a house built on another woman's tears will never last after she took my partner as well as me stopping contact with her son? I, female 24, found out a few weeks ago my long-term partner, male 24, had slept with my sister twice whilst I am pregnant. He has relentlessly claimed it was an accident. I don't understand how you can accidentally have sex with your fiance's sister and then date her whilst trying to mend our relationship for our child, which I have been open to the fact that I will allow him to be in our child's life, but I will not be in his, as the bridges are burnt beyond repair. Rightly so. So he's gaslighting you, basically trying to say, it was an accident and he's doing it for your children, sir. With your sister-in-law, the mother of your child's sister, your children's aunt. Sir, there's no excuse for that behavior. Baby girl, I'm so sorry you going through that. Anyway, my sister has tried to remain active in my pregnancy, but also my nephew, her son, Mel 11, who I'll call K. I have full custody of K due to her mental breakdown and drug misuse after her partner passed away. He is aware of his real mom, but due to me raising him, he tends to call me mom. Kudos to you, OP, for taking in your child and understanding what's healthy for your nephew. Now I see why the title is what it is. Let's read a little further. A couple days ago, it was my nephew's birthday. I invited my sister, as I always do, as she is his biological parent, but also my ex, as he's played an active role in K's life. He's been around from the day he was born and has a bond with him. He asked for him to be there too. I see you being the bigger person and allowing them to come to the birthday party. And she does go on to say, my personal circumstances and relationships will not impact my nephew's relationships as they are separate from mine. I respect how she's handling this because some people will try to use the child as a pawn between the parents to kind of, you know, shake things up and cause drama. But I'm loving how the OP is using emotional maturity in all of this. Anyway, not everyone at his party was aware of the current situation, as I've tried to keep it under wraps and private for Kay and my sanity, as I don't want the stress of dealing with questions and other things. My sister broke down at his party. I removed Kay as quickly as I could, but she was screaming. It wasn't fair for me to keep her son and her niece away from her. If I am honest, I am sick of being the villain in her life. And I snapped and calmly told her it wasn't fair for you to break my home by sleeping with my partner and then dating him to create your own home. But I hope you know a house built on another woman's tears will not stand. You'll lose him in the same way you got him. He's your problem now. Checkmate, honey. And that's true words. You make somebody else cry to build your happy home, you're going to end up crying them same tears sooner or later. Nah. You can hear Kay scream and cry, and I'm so sorry that this kid had to watch that and experience that. And the OP is right for keeping his mother away from him. That is not a healthy interaction for her child. And, you know, I've been in that situation as a child where I've had a parent that was an addict. That is a very traumatic experience to see your parent break down like that. But also, sister girl is really, really gaslighting here and just making a spectacle. And no, this is jacked up. And I don't blame her for refusing to let her sister see this child. Most people were taken aback when I said what I said to my sister, as I told the majority that we ended the relationship amicably, but I am no longer embarrassed and ashamed. I've had support from this and people are standing by me and the kids, however. People have said I shouldn't have said it, and I am alienating Kay from his real mother, even though I've done everything in my power for them to retain a relationship. But I can no longer deal with her outbursts and need to put my Kay's feelings first rather than hers, as well as my own family. My mother has threatened to call social services if I do not allow Kay to see his mom, regardless of his feelings, and has called me a selfish brat who ruins and poisons whatever I touch, to which I've ceased contact after that final comment. I don't even know what is right or wrong anymore, but I am trying my best with the cards given. Am I the a-hole? Throwaway, as my sister stalks my platforms, which I blocked her on, but every time user 356993 wants to add me or follows me regardless. Wow. So, sister's also stalking her. No, not the a-hole. Your mom is also enabling this as well, OP. Like, and I pretty much feel like the sister was always given a pass on certain things. And that's not culture. That's not culture. But OP, you are not the a-hole. I hope that you and your family really find healing from this. Like, for real. But no, not the a-hole. Not the a-hole. Like, for real. not the a-hole at all. Like, I'm sending you love to your family. We're going to read one. I'm going to read one more Reddit story. And here's one more on the Reddit docket. Am I the a-hole for not inviting my ex-husband's wife at my daughter's birthday party because she told me not to? I, 32 female, have a daughter, 9 going on 10 female, with my ex-husband, 36 male. We divorced when she was 3. He then remarried with one of his coworkers. Let's call her M. They also have a son together, 6 male. My daughter's birthday is in 9 days. I review with my daughter about the theme for her birthday, like the theme, the cake. Here's the issue. When we were going through the guest list, she looked anxious. When I asked what's wrong, she told me that she did not want to invite M. I asked her why, and she explained to me that M would make weird comments sometimes around other parents to her. For example, when M would pick her up from her dance lesson, she would hear M say things like, "That is why I prefer boys. Girls only like pink and tutu," calling her a brat and other things. The internalized misogyny and unresolved trauma? Ma'am, you are not the a-hole because you are protecting your daughter's peace and her self-esteem and everything. Like, I can't stand adults that act like that towards children. Ma'am, just because someone talked to you like that don't mean you have to put that trauma on somebody else. Take your ass somewhere and sit down, honey. Like, for real, girl, that's disrespectful. That bothers my spirit. She also told me that every time her brother M and XH's kid would do something to annoy her, like breaking her toys, calling her name, starting a fight, M would always defend her son and punish her every time and say, "Boys will be boys," or some crap like that. I asked about her dad, and she said that he does that when her dad is around, but he is always in his office, so it is like a free pass. Later on, I called her father. He asked for the date of the party. Her real birthday is a school day. I told him that his wife was not invited, and I think I was in loudspeaker because I heard M screaming at me saying that I destroyed her family. So am I the a-hole for not inviting my ex-husband's wife to my daughter's birthday party because she told me not to? No. That child knows how she feels. She knows how she's being treated. She's told you what this woman has said. No, you are not the a-hole. And if your husband don't like it, screw him and his wife. They can just skedaddle. The son is invited, but no. No, you can come if you be respectful. Set those boundaries, honey. And I hate that the kids get caught in the middle of mess. But also, the son don't even need to be there anyway because he's a part of her bullying and they're not doing anything. So no, none of them need to be there, honey. Honey, protect your daughter. And I wouldn't even let her go over there. If she's going through that, don't let her go over there. Not the a-hole. And there it is. That's my Reddit reads for this episode. Y'all, hit me up in the comments of what y'all think about these Reddit posts. And y'all don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe, share, leave me a review. Y'all live, love, and be free. Smooches.